Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit to the soup kitchen. Chicken Soup for the Soul, one of the world's favorite, most recognized storytelling systems. Go back 20 years or so ago, the first book came out, and now there are, what, 250 or more titles, 40 languages. They've sold hundreds of millions of books around our country and around the world. High-quality stories, and that's why I like having Amy Newmark here with us. In a moment, how turning your obligation into volunteering can change everything. There's a new book, another Chicken Soup for the Soul book coming out next month called Simply Happy. We'll extrapolate some info from that in just a moment here.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Firefly populations have dropped 70% in 3 years, drawing more than 100 scientists to Thailand to a symposium to study the demise of these glowworms or lightning bugs. No single factor is blamed, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside, signaling everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks, and scientists are now underscoring that fireflies are a canary in a coal mine in terms of understanding the declining health of our ecosystem.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
55 past the hour, Amy Newmark joins us, the best-selling author, editor-in-chief of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And this one is something that's sort of out of the Doug Steffen playbook, Amy. Turning to volunteering, changing how you look at life. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, who volunteers at one of the high schools here in Los Angeles to help youngsters who are not able to write well, using whatever system they're using at the high school. So she's teaching them. And she talks, her face lights up when she talks about it. And I think that happens to a lot of people who volunteer. And that's, I think, the essence of the message here, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's really cool is that I noticed editing all these Chicken Soup for the Soul stories, how good it makes people feel to do the volunteering. Probably they feel even better than the beneficiaries. And then I realized there are a lot of things that we do in our lives, things that really feel like obligations that are actually volunteering, but we don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened one day. I was talking to my friend Karen. She had an unwanted obligation. She and her husband, kind of by accident, had fallen into having to take care of an elderly lady who didn't have a family to help her. And I was talking to my friend one day, and she said, oh, I got to drive 2 hours, take care of this lady again. And I said, Karen, do you do any volunteering? And she said, no, I'd like to, but I don't have any time. I have to take care of this old lady. I said, Karen,
hello.
This is your volunteering.
Knock, knock, anybody there?
And she said, oh. And then she told her husband that night, honey, this is our volunteering. She called me back the next day, and she said, this changes everything for us. And for the next 6 months, she continued caring for this old lady. And she said that it was fine. Yeah, they had to drive 2 hours in each direction in California traffic. But now that it was volunteering, it was okay they were doing it. And here's the funny kicker at the end. When the old lady died, and boy, had she been grumpy and curmudgeonly, she left them $500,000.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Jeez, cha-ching.
Seriously, sacrificing and volunteering are not the same. Oftentimes people think they are, and there may be a sacrificial component to volunteering, but there are all kinds of things that you can do. And the advice probably, Amy, that you'd give would be the same advice that I might and others. Find something that you like. Find in your hobby. You know, a lot of people give time to their church because they love the church, okay, that's well, or to a school, or to, I give some time to help kids learn how to raise animals, the 4-H, as I can, that sort of thing. But we all have an expertise. We all have something, and we all have time. You have time. You waste time. How much time a day do you waste? Think about it. and then think what you could do that was constructive with that time. And then you'll come around to the same thought that Amy has here. This from the new book that comes out in October called Simply Happy, yet another new chicken soup for the soul book you can use for a Christmas present. You can check all this stuff out. Podcast galore at DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.org, Stitcher Radio, GCN, TuneIn Radio. Thanks a lot. Good to have you here as usual, Amy.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.